All right, up next, we have Micah Summersmith doing In a Quiet Room, which is a Celestial Drift cover.
I used to gaze up at the stars from the backseat of your car when we would travel so far. You used to look up at the planes and you would tell me all their names, though to me they all looked the same. But now I sing to you like you sang to me in a quiet room. I tell you, I will always miss the days we used to catch those fish and you would fry them so delicious.
Micah was effusive in his praise of this song in the Round 4 podcast, so I shouldn't be surprised that he covered it. This is a good, very listenable cover. I like his harmonies, and I like his delivery of the lead vocal. I also really like the subtle, gradual build of the song that he sort of has in this cover, which I don't think is in the original, at least not as distinctive as in Micah's cover. Micah's cover really sort of sneaks up on you in a really nice way. So yeah, another big success, I thought. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I think he holds off on the like percussion until after the first verse. And it starts out, you wonder if it's just an accordion, but then you hear his slidey bass come in. But it's relatively in the background. And then, yeah, the percussion doesn't come in until later. This song has a pretty strong melody, and I think that's one of the things that really drew Micah into it, and I like how he sings it. And I think waltz time is just a great thing for an accordion, so I think it made sense to him. Like, he's an excellent accordion player, and yeah, I'm sure he knows a lot of waltzes, so this definitely worked out for the accordion sound. And I also liked his backing and harmony vocals, and I thought they added something nice to the song.
Wouldn't it be funny if this is the song I just went in on? And I was like,
get out the knives.
I'm just kidding, Papa. You did a great job. I think anytime you get an instrument that is not one of the traditional instruments that you're used to hearing in spin tunes, it's such a nice change. And Micah can play the accordion well, and that was really nice. The waltz for me is not always my favorite type. I don't get a lot of waltzes on the playlist that I am putting up at the parties, you know. But that being said, I think that he did a great job. And this song is gorgeous. It really, the lyrically, I know that it was my third place in the final thing, but lyrically, it is one of my favorite songs of this round. I do still want to hear a version of this song where the music hits me as emotionally as the lyrics do, because the lyrics always hit me in such a strong way. They are, they're there, but I feel like I just want a really soft version of this. And I think that one way that Micah can do this potentially would have been to maybe put it in a slightly higher key. I don't need him to go up super high into, you know, I don't think Micah's like a falsetto person, but it's in such a low range that it's really hard to sing an intimate, low, soft performance when you're down here. And I almost wish that he'd gone up just a little bit to a higher key so that I could have gotten that real intimate, close performance that I expect from maybe a lullaby. But even with that said, that's such a minor gripe on a beautiful song, performed really well. I was grateful.